From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today, the state of California and several environmental groups are demanding that the federal government start regulating greenhouse gas emissions that come from shipping big ships out in the ocean. Sam Eaton joins us now from Marketplace. Sam, why shipping?
It's a good question, Alex. A lot of the focus for curbing greenhouse gas emissions up to this point has been on things like automobiles and power plants. But shipping has pretty much gotten a free pass despite its record growth. The industry has been steadily increasing by about 5% a year. Now, I talked to Jackie Savitz with Oceana, one of the environmental groups filing this petition to the EPA. And she says global shipping is expected to double by 2020.
What that means is that this is an industry that's accelerating its releases of global warming pollution, while a number of other industries are at least holding steady or maybe even starting to work on their emissions.
Now, to put the shipping industry in perspective, Alex, it currently accounts for anywhere from 3 to 5% of global CO2 emissions, and that puts it on equal footing with the amount of pollution the entire U.S. fleet of cars produces.
Really? That's quite a lot, more than I would have expected anyway.
Exactly.
So sometimes these lawsuits and things, these petitions are tied to a particular time. Is there some reason that they're filing today?
It is significant, Alex. The timing is significant. You have to remember, last spring, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that the EPA does have the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. And then California and 14 other states have also tried to pass regulations of their own that limit CO2 emissions from automobiles. And that battle scored a victory just last month in Vermont when a federal judge there threw out a challenge from the auto industry. So targeting the shipping industry is seen as a logical next step. And in the near future, you can probably expect to see another petition asking the EPA to regulate airline emissions.
Well, how would you cut these emissions from these ocean-going ships?
It's surprisingly, Alex, there's a lot of room for improvement here. Ships have basically escaped any emissions controls up to this point. They burn what's called bunker fuel, which is the sludge left over at refineries after turning crude oil into gasoline and diesel. Now, simply switching these ships to cleaner-burning marine diesel would significantly reduce not only smog-forming pollution that causes problems in ports, but also CO2 emissions as well. But environmental groups say the real savings could come from simply slowing the fleet down. One European shipping organization says slowing the speed of its ships by 20% would reduce CO2 emissions by more than half.
So, okay, thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.